4.4, terms for criminal liability. Now, you just finished 4.3, which was dealing with civil liability. Here we switch to criminal liability. Those are the big two areas of law, civil versus criminal. As you've read in the textbook and read in the website already, civil liability is when one individual sues another person, individual, or entity, or group of people for damage or harm that was caused to them personally. Criminal liability is when an act committed by one person or group of people, when that act endangers the community as a whole. So that's why speeding tickets, even though a speeding ticket is given to an individual, the speeding ticket is pursued by the state, by the government, because you have put the community at danger by driving in that careless or reckless fashion and exceeding the speed limit. That's why most moving traffic violations are considered criminal. You'll learn more about that as you read through this. Again, follow the same pattern I would recommend through this section. Go back to 4.4 in the textbook, and as you approach a definition of a term, come back here and see if we've added on to that. Use this in combination with the textbook. And when you're done with all the terms, make sure you check out the commonly asked questions at the bottom of the page, as well as the exercises. We do have a combined terms exercise, which combines both civil and criminal.